sequestration, pay freezes, furloughs, they've appeared to have taken a toll on the 2013 combined federal campaign. Figures published by the Office of Personnel Management suggest donations fell 19% last year compared with 2012. For more, we turn to Marshall Strauss. He's CEO of the Workplace Giving Alliance, and he was a member of a task force on the CFC. Marshall, good morning.
Good morning.
So you've taken a close look at these figures. Is the 19% drop, is that what you expected?
In the sense that everyone knew last fall that it was going to be a very challenging time for the combined federal campaign, the answer is yes. A drop of some size was anticipated widely. 19% is a greater drop than we've seen perhaps ever in the campaign. So the answer, I guess, is yes, we expected a drop, but no, we didn't really expect a 19% drop.
And results varied a lot across the country. Is there any attribution you can have for why that was?
The campaign for your listeners who are obviously disproportionately in the metropolitan D.C. area, it's important to know that the campaign is administered in local zones, one zone after another across the country. There are over 160 zones, some of them metropolitan areas and some of them as wide as multiple states. The real variable seems to have been not whether it was on the West Coast or the East Coast or the South, but whether it was a large zone or a small zone. Large zones with many hundreds of thousands or at least many tens of thousands of federal employees saw a more modest drop. The wilder variations where something might go up 20% or something might drop 35%, that tended to be seen in smaller zones. And the other major variable would be whether the military was coming back from overseas. So when military are based overseas, they're in one overseas zone. And when they come back to the states, back to North Carolina, back to Texas, back to wherever, then those quote-unquote employees are now counted domestically. And that can also have a major impact in whether a zone goes up or goes down.
Did the furloughs play any role in this? I mean, can you connect the dots between those places? For example, military installations where civilian defense employees were furloughed and the drop in CFC?
It's a great question, and I think the answer has to be yes. This has been as you introduced this segment, this has been a kind of perfect storm for hits against federal employee morale, from furloughs to reduction in force to sequestration, and then ultimately the partial government shutdown, which hit just as the campaign was kicking off last fall. So at every turn, federal employees had every reason to ask a question about whether their job was secure. And when your job is not secure, then you're less likely to give. The amazing news, from a charity perspective, the amazing news is that despite all this turmoil, so many hundreds of thousands of federal employees elected to give. They've been doing this for over half a century through good times and bad, and they did it again. Through a very tough time, hundreds of thousands of employees went ahead and promised to support charities in the year that follows.
And how did CFC donation trends compare with other big charities that tend to end more or less around Christmas, like, say, the Salvation Army?
Those numbers are a little slow to come. There are conflicting numbers. Some end-of-year numbers suggest that general giving went up in 2013. Other numbers suggest that pledges or donation levels dropped. The combined federal campaign is in that subset of the charity world known as workplace giving, and workplace giving has generally been seeing a gentle drop year over year for several years as people figure out other ways to give. There are particular advantages to workplace giving. You can sit with your colleagues. You can ponder your gift with family members. But then there are the opportunities to give over the Internet. There are opportunities to give when a letter arrives in the mail. So generally, gently, workplace giving has seen its share of this philanthropic market decline over the last few years, and that trend is not limited to the federal workforce.
We're speaking with Marshall Strauss. He is CEO of the Workplace Giving Alliance. Now, you are a consortium of different federations that all work with the CFC. How are the charities responding to this drop?
Well, I think the charities are only now beginning to learn of it. As your listeners probably know, what happens in the fall is that the employees pledge, but those pledges do not translate into actual donations until the following calendar year, meaning the following January, February, and so forth. So the pipeline that moves from federal employee paychecks to charity budgets is fairly long. So charities have not yet actually seen a drop in the money reaching them. That will start to occur in the spring, if the spring ever comes. Down there in Washington, you're probably having warmer weather. Here we woke up to snow on the ground, which is, we're in Salem, Massachusetts, so we're a little discouraged that spring will ever arrive. But the impact will begin to be felt in April and May and June, and at that point, some charities will see a serious drop in the level of support, and other charities will see a more modest number.
And of course, you can't claw back what has already happened, even though the numbers are just starting to come out. But what plans are there for this coming year, perhaps to maybe reignite or some of the fire under the whole idea of workplace giving, especially for the CFC?
Well, I think what happened last fall can be, to borrow the overused phrase, it can be seen as a wake-up call to everybody in the federal program. If this program is not nurtured at the grassroots and at the top of the federal government, then it will continue to decline. It's a special asset. It's something that was invented all the way back in the administration of John Kennedy, and it has resulted in over $7 billion going to charities across the country for half a century. But it needs the support of political leadership. It needs the support of executive branch leadership, agency leadership, individual office leadership. And when we see that support, when people get behind the campaign, when somebody really is excited about this opportunity and can share that excitement, then giving goes up. So the answer, as with so many other things in the charity world, boils down to involving individuals and getting those individuals excited that this is an opportunity and not a chore. So our hope from the charity perspective, and that's what we are, is that the federal employees will continue to believe in this program, and then that belief will come from the White House on down.
And you are also on a task force, the CFC 50 task force, that was looking at more strategic changes and improvements before you even knew about this big drop in donations. Does this news give any more impetus to some of those recommendations? And if so, which ones?
The recommendations often fell into the category of administrative streamlining so that the campaign would cost less to run, as is the way in Washington, D.C. these days. Proposed regulations in this program are caught up within the executive branch. So these regulations that would adopt some of those changes that were recommended a couple of years ago have not yet come out, have not yet spread through the program. But basically, the changes that I would hope for as someone who was on that study group Go back to the point I was making a moment ago, which is we need to find ways not to rely upon technology or technique. We need to find ways to communicate to individual federal employees that their gift does matter, that there are thousands of charities, national charities and local charities, that really welcome and value the generosity of federal employees. If we can get that message across the government, then this campaign will have another 50 years.
All right. Marshall Strauss is CEO of the Workplace Giving Alliance. We hope you're right about that, and thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Have a good day.